There is nothing better than being in your 30s, still being hot, maybe having a little bit of your own money, figuring out what you want to do with your life, everything, and having tried that married fantasy and realizing that it's maybe not all it's cracked up to be, and then you've got your whole life still ahead of you. So for all of those people who are stressed or feeling stressed about that, about being divorced, like, it's good. Congratulations.
It's chic to be divorced, says Emily Ratajkowski, noted philosopher and marriage counselor extraordinaire. 7:39 on News Radio 92.3. Kate Meehan is our pop culture editor at DailyBoom.net. Did I properly summarize M. Rata's qualifications?
I love the qualifications. Love them.
Oh, yeah. No, it's great to be young and hot and rich and... You know, divorce is great. I mean, this is fantastic. But, you know, she does hit on something. I've been reading more articles recently about how, you know, younger kids, kids that are of marrying age are delaying and or foregoing entirely marriage. They don't think they need it. They don't think they can make kids anyway or not make kids at all. And, you know, there is, I hate to say it, she may be onto, like, the zeitgeist, even if it's an awful bit of advice to give people, right?
Well, I think what it is that if you read her words in print, she makes more sense. Because she very simply says, in print, look, if you are trapped in a bad situation that is not healthy for you or your children, it really is okay to walk away from that, to have a better life and to have more stability, which... It's true. I mean, you don't want to see anybody stuck in a horrific situation. And young people who get married too young often don't choose the best people for themselves because they haven't fully evolved themselves either. You know, so the logic there, I get it. But when you put it in video and you have her there, she just blows up the point completely. But there is something to it. You know, there definitely is something to it. And I think younger generations have seen marriages and even in their own homes, they've seen things implode so badly that they are more gun-shy, which I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing. I think maybe in a lot of cases it makes people wait until later to get married, which I don't think is a bad thing. I support that completely. You know, grow up, figure yourself out, get yourself stable financially before you're creating the whole family thing. I think there is something to be said for that. And I know my kids' generation is very much like that, where they don't want any part of that until they're in their 30s, which I think is healthier.
All right, you and I don't fight a lot. You and I don't fight a lot. But I'm gonna fight with you just a little bit. So my view is actually that the last thing that somebody needs as preparation for marriage is a really good, solid dose of how fun it is to live by yourself. Because it is fun to live by yourself.
I agree completely. I agree with you completely.
Actually prefer people to get married pretty young, you know, make the babies, get all that out and done, and you can enjoy your midlife. You know, you've got money at that point. And, you know, as long as you can manage to make it work, which, you know, it's more about making it work than about finding the sort of the right one or whatever. No, but I think a lot of people, they learn to enjoy singleness so much that marriage winds up being that, well, man, I remember how much fun singleness was. Well, yeah, in a world that permits everything, it can be more fun in that sense. But is it more good for you, more good for the kids, more good for the marriage? That's where I disagree.
I don't think we disagree. I really don't think we disagree. Yeah, not at all. Because I think if you're in it, then you have to figure it out together, mm-hmm. regardless of the age. You know, and my standpoint is simply as a woman, because I think women are a little bit different. You know, what you are at 24 is really not what you're going to be at 28. So be smarter. Because men grow up later sometimes. And so women have a habit of falling into seeing what could be, you know. We see the potential and want to make it real. And sometimes that potential never really evolves.
He's a fixer-upper.
And that's a mistake. Eh. Yeah, well, we're, we don't want broken ones.
But to a certain
older.
Degree, I mean, to a certain degree, men are fixer-uppers, you know? And, of course, the problem is then you fixer-upper him, and then, you know, he decides to go take the you know, the new version to another market, which is, that's absolutely a problem. Other stuff that's going on this week I want to talk about. Rolling Stones have a new album. Well, they have a song, and a new album's coming, I guess, right? And the video is, you know, hot chick dancing in the Mercedes going convertible going down the street advertising what? Star Leather Chaps and Rolling Stones old albums, right?
Well, yeah. What would you expect?
Nothing other than this. Nothing other than this.
Yeah. It's almost refreshing because somebody out there is true to who they are.
Yeah, that's true.
And it's their first new album in 18 years, and they're giving us exactly what they would expect. But yeah, it's the first time out in 18 years. They were smart enough. They pulled in, I think it's Lady Gaga and Stevie Wonder and a couple other people to do guest appearances on the album.
Oh, yeah,
with
that's
them.
Right. Yeah.
So they pulled in some popular current artists to kind of appeal to that younger generation, with Gaga at least. And it's a surprise. Charlie Watts is on there. He passed away in 2021. But he is also very much a part of the new album. So Stones fans are eternal, and they're really excited about this. And it's nice to get an older group to put something new out that actually sounds good. Because our first single is good.
It is. I agree. I like it. You listen to it, you're like, that's Rolling Stones. Takes about 3 seconds, and you know that's a Stones song. What? Okay, you and I have talked a little bit over the year or two about Danny Masterson. The conviction is for awful behavior. At the same time, 30 years, to my sense from people's reaction is, ooh, that's a lot. What do you think of this outcome?
I was surprised. But at the same time, that is the minimum that he was looking at based on the charges.
Yeah.
Because these acts were, I don't know, should we say allegedly still? I don't know if we should still.
I mean, he's convicted. They're not allegations, right? They're convictions.
Yeah.
So.
Yes, right? But the details, he was extremely violent. So if it was anybody else off the street that was convicted of these extremely violent incidents, this is what they would be facing. And so the judge threw the book at him and gave him the sentencing that any other man off the street would have gotten.
And drugging and cover-up and the Church of Scientology drawn into all of this, right? You know, one sort of just byproduct question I have is, when Bill Cosby was alleged and then charged and then convicted and all of the stuff that went with that, you no longer see any Cosby things on, like, your cable service, okay? I think you can still find 70s Show stuff, but is there a disparity there? Do you think 70s Show goes off of the availability because of this?
I don't know. I wonder if it will. I kind of think it won't because it was more of an ensemble, and he was never painted as America's dad.
Yeah,
he
that's
never
true.
Painted
that's true.
As this moralistic character. So I think if it doesn't, that's probably why. It's weird. I don't have the expectation that they're going to shelve that series. I don't think they're going to promote it, but I think you'll be able to still find it and watch it.
I almost wonder if there's kind of the backlash against the Cosbying of the Cosby Show, like, because people still love the show, even if they, you know, have very conflicted feelings about the perpetrator. And, you know, we've seen Kevin Spacey movies are still available despite, you know, right? That's not something that, even though he had to leave House of Cards. Hey, hang on for just a second, Kate, because I had one other thing I wanted to ask you about, maybe two. Let's get Candy here with Traffic on the Fives.
Come on, I'm listening to Kate. Okay.
Working on it.
I know. All right. This is brought to you by David's Catfish House. Dogwood Drive in Milton and on New Warrington in Pensacola. Dog Track Road clear. No issues on Blue Angel Parkway either. Gulf Beach Highway also not showing any delays. And the same Burgess and Olive also clear. If you have traffic tips, text them in 437-1620. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Back to Kate Meehan of Pop Culture Editor at DailyBoom.net. Okay. So I have not followed this story, so I really don't know the answer. Joe Jonas, the singer, and Sophie Turner, the actress, are getting divorced, but based on a Ring doorbell video, that's everything I know. You tell me what's going on here.
They've been married for 4 years. They have two little kids. They have a 3-year-old and a 1-year-old. And apparently the Ring camera was the final straw. They've been having issues for about 6 months. She's a party girl, and he likes to stay home. He's dad. And he's also out on the road now with the Jonas Brothers, and he has had the kids with him wow, party girl wife has been doing whatever.
Oh, on the tour? Wow. Okay.
The kids. Yeah, he brought the kids on the road and she's not been there, which kind of says a lot. You know, as from the mother's standpoint, it's like, I just kind of saw that and went, wow. So anyway, the Ring camera was the final straw. He caught her on camera with, they've not given up details, but I think we can all kind of draw the conclusion that there must have been somebody else involved there too. So he filed for divorce this week and he's looking for custody of the kids. And he's been seen out this week out to, you know, taking the kids out to dinner and stuff like that. So he's on the road, but he's very hands-on with his two little kids.
Okay, well, that's the rest of the story. That's what I was kind of curious about. Last thing, and this is just kind of interesting. I have missed this, but it's the 50th anniversary of hip-hop, and the Grammy Museum is doing this big old, I don't know, display area celebration thing. Is it that big of a deal?
I'm so disappointed in you. What rock have you been under?
I know! And we play all kinds of I call it classic rap, on our show. I mean, you know, throwback rap, old school rap, whatever. So, yeah, for some, I guess I don't want to admit that it could be that rap is 50 years old. That's what I want to not admit.
That's what it is. The Sugar Hill Gang is side-eyeing you there right now because they deserve to be celebrated. They deserve it. But it's been, the whole summer long, there's been a lot of celebrations.
Okay.
From like BET and just all kinds of things because it's a big deal. So the Grammys finally jumped on board and they have an exhibit coming, which, oh my gosh, features the coolest things. They've got Tupac's handwritten essays. They've got stuff from Run DMC. There's so much stuff in this thing. And the exhibit starts in October and it runs until next September. So not only are they celebrating it, but they're giving them a year for people to be able to come and see this exhibit, which I think is pretty cool. But yeah, it's been a big deal. You got to get out more. You really do.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I think my favorite thing you've ever said to me is that the Sugar Hill Gang is side-eyeing me. I'll take it.
I second that.
Kate Meehan, she is our pop culture editor at dailyboom.net. Thanks, Kate. I super appreciate the time. We'll talk to you next week. 7:50 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, side-eyed.